Well, we went through a lot of Mishnah Berurah, so let's start from the top. Again, Yashkim Aboker B'yom HaShishi L'Hachin Sarchei Shabbos. A person should wake up early on Friday so that they could have time, especially in the short days of the winter, to prepare for Shabbos. And we went through a bunch of things about that yesterday. And V'afilu Yeshlo Kama Avadim L'Shabbos. Show next page. And even if you have many servants, you have cleaning ladies and things like that, all sorts of people. Still, yishtadel lahakin ba'asmo shum davar l'tzarchei Shabbos. Should still, you personally, you yourself should prepare something for Shabbos. Kedei l'chabdo, because by doing that, you're honoring Shabbos. You're honoring Shabbos by you doing it yourself, even though there's other people that do it. You also know there's a psychological thing for you yourself. Put some effort into something instead of just showing up. You know, just put. So it's also good for you yourself. Ki Rav Chisda, the Gemara brings a number of examples. Because Rav Chisda, Hay Mechatech, Hayerak Dakdaki, Rav Chisda used to chop up the vegetables. Rav Yosef, Hayu Mavakin Eitzim, they would chop wood. Not an easy thing to do. Other people would do it. We'll discuss this in a second. Roseir had the mandaka eish, and Roseir would light the fire. Rav Nachman had a mesaken habayis, umaknes akelam atzrichim the Shabbos umafane kleyachol, and Rav Nachman would change over the utensils from the weekday utensils to the, you know, the paper plates and all that stuff, to, you know, the Shabbos stuff. Umehem, and from them yilamid kol adam v'lo yamar lo efkom kavodi, and so this should be a lesson to all of us. But say it's beneath my dignity of all these people who help me and do it. Because this is a person's, their own honor. This is a person's honor. This is honoring the person, that the person is honoring Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that we know the pasuk says v'kras Shabbos oneg l'kodesh Hashem milchubad, that there's that we should prepare for Shabbos ourselves, do things to mitzvah to honor Shabbos in this way. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a rule, which I'm sure you've heard, mitzvah bo yosem shlucho, that whenever we have a mitzvah to do, so maybe we have somebody else who could do it for us. You know, certain mitzvahs, you know, you have to do yourself. You can't say, hire somebody to put on the fill and everything. You know, like, but still, there's certain mitzvahs that you can have someone else do it, but still, there's a mitzvah for you yourself to do it, even though you can have a proxy, even though you can have an agent, even though you can have an emissary do it, but I had to get that in there. Got it. But still, it's a mitzvah for a person to do it himself. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is not only true by Shabbos, but it's true by all svarim, by all mitzvahs. The Ber Halacha brings up an interesting idea. If you look closely at the Mechaber, in the second word on the page, it says, Yishtad Elohachin Be'atzmo Shum Davar. You should try. You should try to do something called Shabbos. So the Ber Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, brings down that the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, says you're obligated to do something, the Kavod Shabbos. Big difference, right? Is this an obligation, or it's a nice thing to do? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few ideas. One idea is that there's a kasha in the Gemara, right? The Gemara brings down all these amoraim where Rav Chisda cut up the vegetables and Rabba and Rav Yosef would cut the wood. Cutting wood's not, you know, chopping wood, remember President Reagan, you know, that's not a simple thing to do. Right? We had Givonim for that. So the kash on that is they gave up time to learn. They gave up learning time to do this stuff. And obviously, since we see from the Gemara, they had other people to do it, so why are you giving up? So if there's nobody else to do it, okay, so you do it, but here they gave up learning time for them. So the Mishnah, the Chofetz Chaim says, so therefore, that's the kasha of the Rambam. That's the Rambam's kasha. In other words, so therefore, according to the Rambam, it must be a chiyuv, right? You have to put on tefillin, you have to light chanukah, right? So the Rambam holds that's an obligation. Also, he has a kasha on the Gemara. Why would these people do it? Well, they should be learning. Use every moment to learn. So therefore, that's what how the Chofetz Chaim learns it. He says, but it comes out that it's not an obligation, gemura. Might be an obligation, but it's not an obligation, gemura. It's not a complete obligation. It's a very interesting idea, because Ber Halacha says, because you should know that we don't find in the Gemara something called an obligation, a chova, by Shabbos, except for by Shabbos lich, Shabbos candles, near Shabbos, and also eating the sudos, eating the meals. Those are the only things that are obligated. Now again, we're not talking about negatives. In other words, we're not talking about, you know, malacha. We're not talking about that. Obviously, we're talking about positives that you have to do. Here also, it's a positive. I have to do something. So the only two positives we see that's an obligation, that's obligatory, are those two. So what's the halacha? Is it an obligation to do something with Kavod Shabbos, even though you have other people to do it? Or is it not? Or is it a yishtadel? The Mechaber is holding yishtadel. So the Ber Halacha is with the Sarkim, is with the Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah, though, brings up another issue. And that is, the Chofetz Chaim says a very famous idea, I'm sure you've heard this, that he said, the Chofetz Chaim says, Ra'isi, that he's seen, Anshei Maaseh, big people, Gedolei Torah, that they would sweep the house, Ba'atzman, by themselves. And he says, especially in the short days. Why? So, because if you don't, so then there'll be Chol Shabbos. Right? The days are short. The women folk, though, or whoever it is, doesn't have time to get everything done. So, you know, Rabbi Singer, that's the story the Rashi used to say all the time from his father. That a guy came to the Rashi's father, to Rav David Zeka Tzadik Racha, and he was newlywed or something like that. Maybe not a newlywed, I don't know. But and he was upset because he said his wife is always late for Shabbos. His wife's always late, she's not ready on time. So Rav David, you probably heard this from other Gedolim, but the Rashi said, his father said to this cold guy, he said, you know what you should do? Pick up a broom, right? You know, and that's a Mishnah Berurah. It's a Mishnah Berurah, so you got that problem. I don't know how the guy missed the Feish Mishnah Berurah, but that's a different issue. So we're going to have to, we still haven't finished this. We'll get to sharpening the knives in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Interesting idea about sharpening knives. And tasting food, Shabbos food. We'll get to that tomorrow also.